The July edition, that is, the last Friday of every month. I am joined for a shot of real estate with Cappy Hagman of Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry, and Walston. And today we're joined by one of Cappy's former first-time buyer clients who happens to be fairly well-known to us around here, 97.9 The Hill's own Allie Evans. And we're going to be talking about the realtor-client relationship and why it's so important, especially when you're buying for the first time. Cappy, Allie, thank you so much for being with us. How's it going?
Good. Glad to be here.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm doing good so far. Getting close to the weekend, which is like the most exciting thing. Like 3 more hours and I'm
gone. How do we even know anymore that it's a weekend?
Oh, I know.
Allegedly.
Oh, I always know. That's the second time I've used that joke today. Like that line from The Christmas Story where Ralphie's walking out of the store and he said, "Oh, I forgot to tell Santa what I wanted." And the dad goes, "He knows. He always knows." Like, I know when the weekend is coming.
I don't know what all the other days are. But
yeah,
when
no,
it's Friday,
no idea.
I know it.
Yeah. Well, I went to, this is totally not real estate, but there's this restaurant that we'll go to for takeout now that, you know, it's a takeout season. And we will go there and we went there and we were talking with the staff because we know them really well. And they were saying, well, you know, our business is a little bit down, but we're still doing pretty well. Like, we're doing X amount on Friday, X amount on Saturday, X amount during the week. And then we were talking about, like, oh, no one knows what day it is. And I said, well, yeah, no one knows what day it is, but you do significantly more business on Friday and Saturday than the other days of the week. Like, people still know.
Yeah.
Like, deep down inside, we've got that memory just waiting to jump back out again.
Definitely.
I don't know. All right, so Cappy, let's talk about local real estate. How are things going in the local real estate market?
Well, it's kind of same situation as we were in last month. Selling is fast and furious. Houses are selling in days, weeks, minutes, hours. Buyers are having a difficult time within the parameters of Chapel Hill, Durham.
We've got Dora the Explorer out the window.
How can I talk seriously about? But
I suspect that's Scott Washington.
We're all very distracted.
So funny. But anyway, sorry for the distraction.
No, participating in Halloween.
He is. Oh, that's right. He is participating in Halloween. That's awesome.
There you go.
Nice.
But interest rates, you know, are below 3%, and I can't ever remember them being that low. So it's a great time to buy. It's a great time to sell. People are just being a little bit more cautious. And the really good news is because everybody has been cooped up in their houses for months and months and months and months now, they've done all these renovation projects. So when I'm going in for staging appointments now, it's like, oh, that's done.
And
that's
everybody they look fantastic, right?
A lot better inventory now usually get.
Are buyers noticing that? Like when they walk through, they're like, oh, that's nice. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Buyers are just, you could blindfold them, spin them around, and tell them this house is for sale and there are no competitive offers and they would buy it. I mean, really and truly, the frenzy is so intense right now that buyers literally are buying their houses sight unseen, especially if they're moving here from other places. And as a real estate agent, that you talk about nerve-wracking. Yeah, no, it's a good house, I guess, I swear.
Yeah.
So what was your experience, Allie, as a first-time buyer like?
So Cappy and I actually met really before I was ready.
Right.
Before Brian and I, my husband,
were planning your wedding.
It was the year we were planning our wedding. Mm-hmm. And I think Cappy knew that. And still, we went to go look. We started the process.
We started. And
which
then
was always really special to me because she knew we weren't ready. She knew it wasn't going to end in a sale. But she was still giving me the opportunity to, like, dip my toe in to the pool of, you know, buying a home.
And we had the conversation that you had too much on your plate, mm-hmm. that the houses were not going to stop being there, and that you needed to go focus on your wedding. And then it was about a year
minds. We started looking for houses with big backyards because we wanted to buy a house that we could get married in. And then that's when we were like, we have gone too far.
You cried every time.
No, I know. But it was a great opportunity to get started looking before the pressure was really on to say, you know, this is going to be our first home. So
yeah, I like being able to shop for really anything before you have to buy. So you can just look and there's absolutely no pressure. So Cappy, why is the relationship especially important when it's a first time buyer with the agent?
Well, Allie is actually a story that I reference a lot. you have to develop a trust relationship with a buyer client where they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have their best interest at heart, not the transaction. And that's hard to do with a first-time buyer, but it's even more critical because they're babes in the wood. They don't know anything. They're listening to all these outside advice and people, you know, well, I did this and I did that, but they're not talking to a real estate agent. And once you start forming that relationship, and I really try to create lifetime relationships with my clients, mm-hmm. most of them.
except Steve. Except Steve, why.
Yeah, but yeah. No, it's just... You're dealing with such a huge decision. You have to be in the hands of somebody that respects you and your timeline. And one of the things that with Allie, the reason that she is, first of all, because we talked about it's time to back up. Mm-hmm. If mm-hmm. it's making you miserable, that's about valuing the client. And then they had a real set, tight group of parameters when they were looking that I let them sense it and feel it, and once they started trusting me, I was like, well, let's just go look right over here. And they trusted me enough to change their parameters without it feeling like I just want to sell you a house, mm-hmm. which I did. But it was just, God, it was a brilliant house. It's still a brilliant house.
It's still a brilliant house, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought for sure we wanted to be in one specific location. Mm-hmm. We knew we couldn't be in another location because we couldn't afford it. So we thought, oh, this is the next best thing. And we looked at, without exaggeration, 40 houses in the place that we ended up not buying.
But you have to do that with first-time buyers.
Yeah.
And then the very first day that I finally said, okay, we can go out to Mebane. I will see houses in Mebane.
I had to bribe her.
Yeah.
I did. I promised them that if we went...
She bought me lunch,
if we went... Well, okay. Remember, I told you if we went and looked at houses in Mebane and y'all didn't want to buy anything, that I would take you wherever you wanted for dinner. And we saw six houses and they wanted to buy all six. Because
nice.
It was just the right... But they had to get what I call tenderized, and mm-hmm. they had to trust me enough to know that mm-hmm. I was looking out for them, not just steering them off into some...
And a fun side of that story is once Cappy convinced me to go out there, I actually found the house.
Right.
And Cappy had seen it before.
Oh, and uh-huh. didn't want to show it to her.
And didn't want to show it.
Because when I had showed it previously, it was a train wreck, and they had said specifically that they did not want... to do all this work on a house. I had forgotten that.
But the mutual trust,
right.
I trusted her to go out there, and she trusted me enough to say,
I'm going to show you what you want to see, because you're the boss.
That's where we live.
Yeah. Had it all been renovated then? Was it all,
yeah, they had gone in and taken all the feedback from, which is so important. If you're a seller, and you're getting the same feedback over and over, please heed it. Please mm-hmm. heed it, because it can actually sell your house. I had totally forgotten that. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun.
This is a reminding, like when you take a writing class, like the one of the most counterintuitive pieces of advice that you always invariably get is kill your darlings, right? Like the line in whatever story or whatever thing that you're writing, the thing that you love the most.
Kill it.
Think about editing it. Think about getting rid of it, because you're wedded to it, but other readers may not be. And this is reminding me of that. Like there are buyers who are just stuck on, we need a house in this neighborhood, or we need a house with this particular feature, and maybe step back and look elsewhere.
And be a little more flexible, especially when there's such limited inventory. And if you don't have a war chest that you can play the competitive offer game with, then there are other things, but you have to work with somebody who knows where those other areas are. You can't just throw a dart.
And I'll say, for first-time buyers, when you're looking for a real estate agent, mm-hmm. essentially interviewing the person who's going to help you find your first home, know yourself well enough to know what you're looking for. Because
that's a great point.
I didn't realize how much I needed somebody to kind of, give me a little bit of tough love. I thought, okay, I'm going to run this show. I'm going to find our house. I'm going to do the alley thing. And Cappy was the perfect match for us because she heard what I was saying. She listened to me, but also had no problem being like, look, you need to step outside of what you think you're looking for here. So I think that's a really important thing when you're looking for an agent as a first-time buyer, is know yourself well enough to know what you need the experience to be.
Mm-hmm.
and then go from there.
We actually have conversations about that with my buyers. I tell people all the time, the only time I've ever needed to be a perfect 10 in my whole life is right now. Normally, I'm like a really cute 2.5. But I don't know what 10 is to every buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm running in a 7 if you're not talking to me. So I have a real open door policy, I guess, for lack of a better word, that if I'm not delivering to you what you want and how you need it, you have to tell me, and then I can make the adjustments.
Yeah, and I would say, as far as like being in charge, the client realtor relationship, no one's in charge of it. It's a partnership.
It's a partnership, but at the end of the day, the client is the boss because it is your money. But it's, so I have Cappy's rule of three. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you if I think you're making a hard financial decision and you're making it wrong, I'm going to tell you 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's like baseball. And then the 4th time, I'm going to go out and do exactly what you want me to do because you are the boss. But I'm going to try really, really, really hard to get you to get inside your head, mess around in there. And see what I'm talking about.
Speaking with Cappy Hagman, Allie Evans. So we got to start wrapping up. But Cappy, we talked about advice for buyers looking for an agent. What advice would you give to a buyer who's looking for a home?
Don't wait. The National Association of Realtors says that people wait 18 months. They're looking online. They're shopping online before they ever call a real estate agent. It's okay if you're not ready to buy a house for 2 years, but if you talk to an agent at the beginning of that, you're a smarter client and more able to buy at the end of that.
Awesome. And we've got to wrap up, but as we do, we've got time for a question that's been submitted. By the way, if you're listening if you're listening and you have questions, you can email them, cappyhour@wchl.com. And that's just happy hour with a C, cappyhour@wchl.com. Question got submitted to us in the last month. We're taking our first home tour this week, so we're preparing ourselves for the safety updates that are being made. What kind of changes are we going to see?
Well, first, I would suggest if you've got a huge list of homes, is let your agent preview the houses so you're only exposing yourself to the top 4 or 5 that you're interested in. You're going to wear gloves. You're going to wear masks. In all likelihood, you are not going to touch anything. When I have a listing, everything is on. All the lights are on. The doors are open. The cabinets are open. So even the real estate agent doesn't have to touch.
So you don't have to touch a thing,
you don't have to touch.
Right?
Just walk through the space. Enjoy the space. Hand sanitize when you leave, and stay safe.
Yep. Hey, thanks for great information. And if you're listening out there, you can ask Cappy your real estate questions by emailing cappyhour@wchl.com. And we'll have another round of Cappy Hour on the last Friday of next month, talking about more topics. Cappy, Allie, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.